3rd of November at 6 p.m. Head to the GOE Center off of Butterworth. Why? Well, it's a support for veterans, a welcome home fundraiser to support our veterans. Thanks to my team in studio, Habitat for Humanity of Kent County, hosting this second annual fundraising event. Let me introduce the stars working behind the scenes and in front this morning. Bree McKee, glad that you are here again, Executive Director, Habitat for Humanity, Kent County. Good morning to you, Bree.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks so much for having us. We're delighted to be here today.
Quite welcome, Michael Hyacinth. Many hats you wear in the community, but the hat you wear today is to speak on behalf of the Habitat for Humanity, Kent County's Veteran Program. Thank you for your service.
Hoorah. Thank you, Shelley, for having me and for participating and allowing us to tell the stories of these veterans that we're supporting.
Yes. Well, I know your art prize hat must still be close to your heart, but congratulations on all that.
Thank
with your heart as well. Bree McKee, once again, remind me of the service that Habitat for Humanity of Kent County provides in our community.
Absolutely. So we are an organization. Our mission is bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope. And we are just really honored to serve this incredible group of people, those who have raised their hands to serve, to connect our veterans with homeownership opportunities, home repair opportunities, as well as mentoring and connecting with other veterans in the community as they volunteer out on sites and help us do our building.
All right, Michael, would you talk about Habitat Kent's veteran program?
Absolutely. It's a great program. As you know, Habitat is an international organization, and we're you know, pride ourselves at Habitat Kent as being one of the leaders in the veteran space. We are this year we're actually working on our 9th and 10th veteran build, and that's a lot, you know, because we have many veterans who are coming back home and they're looking for their place in their communities, and the Habitat Kent you know, programs give them that opportunity to volunteer. We give veterans the opportunity to live in and age in place, those veterans who are disabled but have, you know, limited income through our repair program and our veteran build program. So this Welcome Home project is really connecting on veterans locally that, you know, that have served us greatly and now are in need of our support.
Bree, obviously, yes, we want to talk about the event to raise the funds, but are we looking at building homes specifically for veterans? Are we looking at veterans volunteering their service for other veterans?
So both and. So this event is a fundraiser to raise financial support so that Habitat can continue building homes for veterans to purchase from Habitat through our 0% interest homeownership program. We also raise funds to do repairs, as Michael was indicating. So we know there are a number of veterans that own their homes that need some TLC, that have some critical repair issues that really will help extend their ability to preserve their affordable housing by keeping them in their homes through a new furnace, a new roof, new windows, maybe an accessibility ramp. So we're going to share some stories at this Welcome Home event, and you'll hear some really moving and touching experiences of veterans who have served themselves and who have met and connected with one another through the Habitat program.
Nice. Let's talk about the event. Friday, November 3rd, 6 p.m. at the GOE Center.
It's a time of reflection. Of course, you know, Veterans Day is the following week. And it's just an opportunity for Habitat to not only raise funds, but to tell the stories about our veterans. And we're grateful that we are able to connect with Peter Meyer, who himself is an Iraq War veteran. He'll be one of the speakers. We've got a couple other veterans that have been injured in combat who was a part of the Habitat program, who will be able to hear their story and hear how Habitat has allowed them to truly be welcomed home. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, just, you know, an opportunity to give people within the community that care so deeply about our veterans, mm-hmm. The opportunity to continue to give back and learn really who these veterans are that they're serving and that they're supporting.
Yeah, we are just really delighted with the partnership with Meyer, who is underwriting this event as our lead sponsor. And I think people are going to be really excited to hear from Peter Meyer about his own experience serving, as Michael indicated, two tours in Iraq. He's also been very heavily involved with Team Rubicon, which is a natural disaster response volunteer-run organization of which Habitat Kent partners with quite a bit locally as well. So it'll be a really beautiful night to hear about his experience, as well as other folks telling their stories, as well as the impact that their stable housing has had on their ability to seek that peace that they're looking for as they come back home.
The evening itself, just details. I'd like to know what I'm doing, a strolling dinner, a dessert, and the program?
Absolutely. Strolling dinner. We've got great food. A really, really great program that allows us to tell stories of these veterans, as well as we've got some special announcements where we actually have veterans who are deployed in Afghanistan will be calling us and doing a live shout out mm-hmm. to their loved ones who are back home. And of course, you know, a fund in need in which we're going to ask the supporters who come there to continue to help us welcome veterans home by empowering them to build, volunteer, and give back to their communities.
Mm-hmm. Again, talking about welcoming home veterans, a fundraiser, literally, Welcome Home, November 3rd, 6 p.m., Goey Center, a fundraiser to support veterans when it comes to the good work of the Habitat for Humanity of Kent County. Bree McKee and Michael Hyacinth speaking on this. By 2020, nearly 40,000 veterans will return to Michigan, many of them to Kent County. Michael?
Absolutely. Especially, you know, we've been decreasing the number of troops these last several years that are deployed. So many of these veterans who will eventually be returning back home. And when they come back home, we as a society need to be ready to support them. And through our work and the great team at Habitat Kent, we're recognizing that home ownership plays such a key role, especially with veterans who have PTSD. I mean, imagine a veteran coming back home with PTSD or TBI and not having a place to live. Imagine the amount of stress that actually adds on that veteran. So we recognize these numbers, but we also have to be ready. We just can't look at these numbers and not continue to prepare ourselves. So through the Welcome Home Project, a fundraiser, you know, this is our way of continuing to play a role and continuing to raise awareness throughout the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Michigan is one of the communities where we have a large number, a large veteran population. And so what I think has been a beautiful connection for Habitat Kent is for us to get connected and engaged with all of the organizations who are supporting our veterans. This is a topic that not any one organization can solve alone. And this really is I can't think of a better group of people to come around and surround and collaborate to really help serve and ensure that as folks are coming home and readjusting to civilian life, or as they've served and they're aging in their home, that they really have the most stable and safe and peaceful home environment possible.
So again, Habitat Kent's veteran program. And obviously, Bree, other programs continue under your leadership as well?
Absolutely. So we are continuing to do our work within Westside neighborhoods, the Roosevelt Park and Black Hills neighborhood, primarily focusing on our homeownership opportunities in those neighborhoods, as well as our repair, curb appeal. And also really, we're innovating and doing some work on resident leadership. What can we do to equip and empower neighbors who live in their communities to be the change and to be the voice as the neighborhoods that we see in our community are growing and changing? How can they be informed and empowered to be a part of the change as our city grows?
So after the 3rd of November comes and goes, Michael, it's time to pick up a hammer.
Absolutely. Well, we pick up hammers 365 days at Habitat Kent, and it's just a great way to continue to give back to veterans. So even if a person can't make this event November 3rd, in which we do have tickets still available, you know, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for people who want to get to know us and really help truly welcome back veterans home.
Awesome. All right. One more time. Details for Friday, November 3rd.
Absolutely. Friday, November 3rd at 6 o'clock at the Goy Center. And we're just super, super thankful. The sponsors, Meyer, Universal Forest Products, the Peter and Joan Secchia family, Paul, Kathy Boyer, Kim and Ryan McLaughlin, State Farm Agent, Marsha Beanstar, Ken Betts, and Inc. Home Services and AmeriCam are helping to sponsor Habitat Kent's second Welcome Home fundraiser event.
You got rock stars on that list. Awesome. More information, where do I head?
You can follow us at habitatkent.org. All of the information will be online. You can drive down Butterworth Friday night, and you'll see a group of cars, and you'll know why they're there. So,
Friday the 3rd of November.
Correct.
Yes. Take care to you both, Michael and Bree. Thanks for the partnership.
Hoorah. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much.